I'm standing in the fire, I will not be overcome. Through the valley of the shadow, I will not fear. I am not alone. I am not alone. You will go before me. You will never leave me. I am not alone. I am not alone. You will go before me. You will never leave me. In the midst of deep sorrow, I see your light is breaking through. The dark of night will not overtake me. I am pressing into you. You're my strength, you're my defender, you're my refuge in the storm. Through these trials, you've always been faithful. You bring
I am not alone, you are not alone, we are not alone, praise God. I am not alone, you are not alone, we are not alone. Welcome to Friday, welcome to a beautiful day. Every day is a beautiful day, every day is a great day, and you need to learn to expect good things every single day. Expect favor today, expect goodness today. Expect great things every single day. Every day is a good day. Welcome to Friday. Welcome to the beginning of the weekend. Welcome to an amazing day for good opportunities. Good opportunities. I believe you've been spreading love, faith, hope. I believe you have been receiving, you know, such. But even if not from men, but from the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Because Bible says, even as we have been comforted, we comfort others also. And then if you're like, oh, wherever I am, I'm not alone. No, we just listen to Carrie Job's song, I Am Never Alone. You are never alone, child of God, no matter where you are at this moment. No matter what you're going through at this moment, you are not alone. And the answers of most of the things you seek, the answers are not with men. The answers are with God. God oftentimes uses men. All right? He oftentimes uses men, but we easily get disappointed because we put too much of our hope and trust in men, not in God, who could use men to be a blessing to us. You know, God is the source. Men are channels. So you have to understand that in the place, you know, of knowing that, yes, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, shall men bring or give unto your bosom. So yes, men will be mightily used, but God is the source. God is the one making things happen. God is the one that puts them or puts you on their thoughts, puts you in their minds. God is the one that stirs up remembrance. Many times when you endeavor to make that happen all by yourself and it doesn't go the way you want, you get hurt. You get, you know, you feel bad. You get disappointed. You know, you begin to say, with all this, with all that, you know. But God, you know, God, hallelujah. Remember, Paul said in Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all my need. But you know, God won't drop these things from heaven. He would use men. And Paul already was telling the Philippian church how grateful he was for them to have been a blessing to him. So God will use men, but you must always put your hope and put your heart and trust in God in the season that we are in and beyond. Put your faith in God. However your company, office, or business might be running good, might be running not too good, might be, because really some people are making a lot of money in this season. I mean, because it's time for shutdowns and little movements and restrictions. Platforms like Zoom have skyrocketed in profit. I mean, everybody's trying to do a video conferencing, a masterclass on Zoom or something. You know, their profit has gone high. Amazon is making money, all right, because they need people for deliveries. And also, hey, some having it good, some not having it good, some, some strategizing and like, hey, we could work from home, we could downsize. But you being the child of God, in the midst of this, you're going to come out stronger. You are more than a conqueror. You are more than a conqueror. Glory to God. Yes, you, because he knows the thoughts he thinks towards you, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. You are not alone, all right? The Lord is, Psalm 23, the Lord is, not was, child of God, not was, is. The Lord is, and I appreciate the fact that the psalm is always referred to God in the present tense. The psalm is referred to God in the present tense. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my refuge and my fortress. The Lord is. So Psalm 23, the Lord is your shepherd, child of God. You will not lack. You will not lack a spouse. You will not lack child. You will not lack a job. You will not lack wisdom and direction. You will not lack help. You will not lack favor. The Lord is. Your shepherd, you will not lack. You will not lack health. You will not lack. You will not lack. You know, you will not lack. You will not lack, because that's what the word says. All right. If it seems, but these things are not here, you hold on to the word of God until you see the manifestation, you know, of everything you believe that you have received. So the Lord is your shepherd. You will not lack. All right. He makes you to lie down in green pastures. He leads you, child of God, beside the still waters. He restores your soul. Your brokenhearted, downcast, he restores your soul. He leads you in paths of righteousness for his own name's sake. He leads you, all right? And even though you now walk in the valley of the shadow of death, hey, he would never leave you. He's always with you. 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 He's always with you. So you must realize, you must keep reminding yourself about what the word says and how, you know, the word of God says it. Amen. Glory to God. So it's important for you to understand that this season, your hope is in God, your trust is in God, your faith is in God, and everything, you must please put your faith in this reality that every single thing is working out for your good, because we've got a good Good Father. Let me leave you with the song, Good, Good Father, Chris Tomlin's version. I'll leave you with that for the next few minutes and use it as a moment of worship, appreciation, and thanksgiving, and even reflection. Reflection that you have a good, good Father. God is mindful of you. God is mindful of you. God is mindful of you. Your faith should be up. Your faith should be high. God is very, very mindful of you. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Oh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are.
I'm not afraid to die.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We have a good Father. We have a good Father. Okay. I know sometimes you say we serve a good Father. All right. I don't mean while singing a song, but just the mindset we have. We're children. All right. We're not servants. We do serve. We're children who serve. You know, so when you sing, I serve a good God, I serve a good Father. It's good, but just you have a good Father, right? Sons have fathers, all right? Slaves have masters, all right? So, but thoughts for another day. It's just that it's important we understand exactly who God is to us, complete relationship with Him, such that even when you require things from Him, you request things in prayer, don't pray like a servant. Unconsciously, that thinking has pervaded the body of Christ. You know, we talk to Him like servants. I did X, I did Y, I did Z. God says, no, before you did anything at all for me, I loved you, I birthed you, and I made you heir and joint heir with my Son, Jesus Christ. You did nothing. You did nothing to qualify for that. So let's have the right thinking. Praise God. Okay, so yesterday we talked about sanitizing. Everybody sanitize. All right, so today, I'll say a little bit more just to help somebody's mind on this a little more. And please, in case you missed yesterday's episode, you could just search for episode 7. Today's episode 8. And then I believe you'll be really, really blessed. So now, so let me read a post I put up on Facebook, all right? I said caution, all right? Please encourage believers to wash their minds, that's wash off the negative news, more than to wash their hands. Lest we conform, even as it is obvious, by not renewing our minds. Lest we conform by not renewing our minds. You remember Romans chapter 12 and verse 2 says, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. What does it mean to conform? It means to blend in. Right, we the divine health and healing preachers, we the church of Jesus, we the body of Christ, suddenly, unconsciously are preaching fear. You know, unconsciously we're preaching the gospel of fear, thinking, all right, thinking that what we're preaching is caution. You know, stay at home. I mean, that's the only way to stay safe. You know, in saying that, you're consciously saying that there's evil that harms people. Faith doesn't deny, all right? Faith would not deny things. Faith doesn't deny. But I'm saying unconsciously, all right? So I've been in vehicles, all right? Maybe I took a public, you know, transport, and the driver wasn't acting right, maybe driving somewhat. You don't sit there. You correct the man. You say, oh, please slow down. Please drive properly. But usually not out of, oh, something's going to happen to me on this trip. So there is everything okay with caution. You just have to ask, am I afraid? Is it fear? You know, now the truth is, you obviously in relating with people will know many around you who they need the, you know, you're still growing. You know, you don't even have Jesus. Please sit in your house. All right. But we're not even adding that in most of our conversations. You know, wash your hands. We're not adding whether someone has Jesus or not. You know? We're not adding all of that to it. We're not adding. We just, you know, give the counsel or the suggestion. And then most times the suggestion, if you want to be sincere, is fear. So there's conformity. We're blending in with the world. Or blending it with people's thinking. Oh, see the number of people that have contracted it now. See the number of people that are dead now. Yes, they might have. But what is your own status in Christ where these kinds of things are concerned? I'm not talking to the whole world. I'm talking to you, the believer, listening to me. And the only way not to conform is by renewing your mind. It means you go to God's word and say, God, what have you said about plagues, about epidemics, even in the Old Testament, all right, in like Exodus 23:25, God said He takes sickness away. He takes sickness away. If God would do that to them, then And in Christ Jesus already, by his wound you have been healed. Matthew 8, 17, he took all your infirmities. He took all your infirmities. The singular fact that the body of Christ is thinking like everybody else on, oh, this thing can affect me. And I don't want to transfer. I mean, this is, my thoughts on this is not today's. It didn't start now. I've always told believers, if somebody sneezes around you, don't say, do you want me to, you know, get the flu? Believers should not think like that. You don't think that way. So you go to the hospital, maybe they say someone has chicken pox. So, no, I can't touch them. Something might happen to me. Not you. So the reason why we are being affected the way we are is likely we never defined our relationship with sickness and disease according to God's word. According to God's word. And this is why many believers just always receive the death sentence when medical science tells them, I'm sorry, there's nothing we can do. Because that's always our last line of defense, medical science. That's always our last hope, medical science. So when the doctors look at the parents, look at the mother, the father, or look at the children and say, I'm sorry, there's nothing we can do. We all just say, well, the doctor said. But Isaiah 53 from verse 1 says, who has believed our report? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? So yes, we know that medicine has its report, but we know, we've been singing as Christians for years, that there's a bigger report. And if you remember the very, very precious Ronkenoli song, whose report will you believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. His report says, I am healed. His report says, I am free. His report, glory to God. There is a good report. There is a greater report. While the world is looking for immunizations or, something to you are immunized in Christ Jesus. You are immunized by the power and the presence of the Holy Ghost inside you. Romans 8:11 says, if the spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead lives in you. Yes, you, child of God. It says that same spirit will give life to every part of your body. What if I contracted the same spirit will bring healing to your body? Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. How many people did you find in the Bible who got sick? And Jesus asked them, first of all, how did you contract this one? No. Even in the case of the man born blind, child of God, his disciples asked him, Lord, this guy was born blind. Who sinned? Was it him? Was it his parents? Jesus said, that doesn't matter. God will be glorified in this situation. That's what counts. And then he opened the man's eyes and God was glorified. How many cases do you find Jesus asking, you a leper? How did you get leprous? Did you do what they told you not to do? How they got it didn't matter because he was the resurrection and the life. How they got it doesn't matter. It's like you have a child, running his homework, using pencil. And he writes a whole lot of things he shouldn't write. You don't stand there crying because a pencil came with an eraser. The eraser is not afraid of the pencil making mistakes because the eraser knows no matter the amount of mistakes this pencil will make, I am enabled. I am empowered to clean them. So where there is the life of God, we won't be afraid of, okay, so what if they catch it? Let them catch it. We'll heal them. Because a greater one lives in us. The greater one lives inside of us. The greater one is in us. Glory to Jesus. So please remember that the eraser is never afraid of the mistakes of the pencil. The healing power of God is never afraid of sickness and disease. The word of God is never afraid. So when the church, in the name of caution, gets into all the things we get into, hey, child of God, no. No, 1,000 times, no. We're conforming. Do not conform to this world. Do not conform to their thinking. You might not speak for your neighbor. Yes, so maybe, yeah, actually, neighbor, hope you have faith. All right? If you don't mind, in case you don't follow me on Facebook, you might just want to check the post I put up last night, yesterday afternoon. Yesterday, you know, whatever your time zone. Will be yesterday, you know. So you could check for Larry Rex and also on Facebook. Just read it up on your own. I thought I might be able to, you know, read everything here, but read it. You could even help share it. It will bless somebody. To conform is to blend in. And unconsciously, we're blending. We're speaking the world's language. So I was saying in that post yesterday that this is an opportunity to minister the gospel to someone else. Your neighbor is, you know, staying at home. You could reach out. Yeah, I hope you've washed your hands. But I hope you know your heart is not washed. I hope you know your heart is not washed. You need to wash your heart, okay? Hey, how do I wash my heart? It's an opportunity for Jesus Christ. Your colleagues are, you know, you're all talking on phone because you're all working about connecting. And I say, man, it's not safe out here. You say, it's safe where I am, bro. It's safe where I am, bro. They say, how? Because I'm not just kept to by staying in my house. I'm kept because I'm in Christ. They might laugh at you, but it will sink in. People are looking for succor right now. People are looking for where to put their heads. The statistics I heard last night, you know, says that, you know, more people in America are praying right now. Praying right now. Isn't it making people pray? That 15% of them had never ever prayed before. 15% is a lot. It's a whole lot. People are, so it's an opportunity. But when we say what they say, when we say it the way they say it, when we say it how they say it, how then are we different? What makes us different? How then do we hear about the power of God when caution has filled our minds much more than the word of God? You need to social distance your heart. Proverbs 4 tells us in verse 23, guard your heart with all diligence. That is social distancing, biblical social distancing. Please, because if you look at the story of the woman with the issue of blood, we are no longer that woman. We are now in the place of Jesus. We are the ones that can be touched and nothing happens. We are the ones that can touch also and nothing goes wrong. So your caution is fine. I mean, the usual excuse is we're growing at different levels of faith. So it's okay. But really, it could just be an excuse, all right? Because when would we now get out of that low level of faith, all right? But it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. So grow. So while you wash your hands, please wash your minds. While you sanitize your hands, sanitize your thoughts. Philippians 4:8. Think only precious thoughts. Thoughts of, you know, that you know, what things soever you think, let it be holy, pure. Let it be of good report. Not people are dying. This government. Think Bible. Because Isaiah says it will keep him in perfect peace. Whose mind? He stayed on him. He's not going to keep him in perfect peace whose mind is on his own government. He didn't say he'll keep him in perfect peace whose mind is on, well, I've stocked up my house. I'm safe now. Or safe in Christ. Because if our hope is in our finances and ability to stock up, thank God we're able to. Is that okay? So it's fine. Thank God we're able to. Thank God we enjoy favor. You know, we can share and others can share with us and all of that. So thank God for that. But do you know there are still people who cannot? Who then will their faith be on? Who then will their own hope be on? Hope by this time it's good to remember the precious hymn, In Christ Alone. In Christ alone, my hope is found. In Christ alone. In Christ alone. Not in the government, not in caution, not in anything else, but in Christ alone. Our hope is found. All right? It's in Him alone. Glory, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So think through this today. Play back again. Listen again. It just helps us. All right? But you are having a great day today. You are not alone. The Lord is with you. You are blessed. You are kept. You are secure. Fully, totally secure in Him. You are secure. Totally secure. Your day is filled with favor. Your day is filled with good opportunities. Your day is filled. Yes. 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 Your day is filled. And I declare that your bodies are filled with strength. Your bodies are filled with a supernatural life of God according to what the word says. I declare that the spirit that lives in you indeed vitalizes your mortal body, because it's at work in you to keep you strong. I speak God's word to you, and I declare clearly unto you in the name of Jesus that you enjoy all that is yours in Christ. You enjoy all that is yours in Christ. Let the communication of your faith be effective by you acknowledging every good thing that is in you in Christ. You have life. You have health. Have a great day. Praise God.